going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not, no, that's not
right.
That's true, you do got me.
Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at you.
They don't want this!
They don't want it!
Tobin and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit it with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy. Okay, Leroy and Tobin, hold to the show, man. Stairs on the stars with the show, and till then, his half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a lie by the mode, no proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, independent, I never ever traded. You know what? What is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side floor. Go take a large, so many more. 10 in the mar, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the mar, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. And cuties can be, you can watch this YouTube review for French. This one time for the Twitch, this one time for the text, this one time for the phone line, whole time wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Morning, everybody!
Tobin and Leroy here with you. Happy Earth Day.
Huh.
Yeah, Earth Day, dude.
That's right.
For the Earth!
How could I forget?
Love the Earth.
Love the Earth. Shout out to the Earth.
Was one with the Earth this weekend. Went in the water.
Oh.
You know, enjoyed that. The waves crashing in.
That's nice. I haven't touched water in a long time.
Really?
Yeah, I need to touch water.
I had to go save my daughter because she got a little too froggy on a paddleboard.
Oh, she was way out there?
Way out there.
Yeah, like, I don't trust things anymore.
Sit down and paddle.
She goes, I can't. I'm too far. That's what she said. Then she goes, Daddy, I'm too far.
And the guy's like, hey, don't swim out there. I'm like, what do you want me to do? Just leave her out there?
She's got it.
He goes, the current. I'm like, I know. That's how we ended up in this situation, yeah. Sir. Like, I know. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you for the director's cut.
He's like, let her go.
And that's not even the worst thing we've heard this morning.
Wow.
Will you please? So, today is Earth Day.
Yes.
The company goes to the beach and cleans the
tilt your backup camera, too, so because yeah. You're kind of leaning out of there. You go, okay. There you go. Perfect.
So, Tobin says to me, I did it.
What?
Went out there with my claw. He goes, the beach was clean.
We did know. So, I was curious today because everybody here.
You went to a clean beach?
Everybody here is doing Earth Day stuff. And I'm like, where is it? Is it in the parking lot? Because I saw the tent set up. Or are they going somewhere?
Leave it to them to make it more difficult to come to work.
Well, there's two parking spots right. Taken up by the tent. But I did it. Probably 2 years ago, I did the Earth Day cleanup because it's normally everything's during our show. But one day I did it. I went after our because maybe we were still doing mornings. I think that's probably what it was.
Yeah.
And so I went to like one of the islands that was like, you know, people go to and they can fish off of. And I go there. No garbage. I'm like, you know, like this must have been one of them leftover beaches.
Wow.
Like there was no garbage to pick up. I'm like picking up like. Coconuts and branches. There was nothing. I was like, yeah, this is a clean beach.
Good job. Kudos.
Yeah, good job.
So, do you know what we're doing this year? Are they heading to a beach?
I can look at the email. I didn't look.
Okay.
I didn't look. Because I was just, my first reaction was.
I don't look at the email when it's during our show.
Yeah, I was like, it's during our show. So I didn't. Yeah. I didn't
for sure.
I didn't gander where we are Earth Day-ing today, which is a nice thing. I still have my Earth Day mug from a couple of
years. Or if they have like a meeting that's like a couple hours after our show ends.
Ooh.
No chance.
Too much.
No chance.
Couple of hours. No way. No way.
Let's see.
I don't know if it's beach cleaning weather today. It seemed like it was a little cloudy.
Yeah, they're doing something in the community. Like they're planting trees in the neighborhood.
Oh, okay.
Like that.
That's
nice.
That's good. Instead of cleaning up, we're planting trees.
They're distributing seeds.
Oh, yes.
So very nice.
Very nice.
Headlines are brought to you by Doral Hyundai. Doral Hyundai, choose your own 1,300 new Hyundai miles in inventory. Like the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. Remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai. Miami Heat, they end up with the 20th overall pick in this upcoming draft after the tiebreaker draft drawing. So there you go. It is now settled. The 20th overall pick for Jimmy Butler.
Yeah, here we go.
Andrew Wiggins, slow-mo, and off night after they flipped to P.J. Tucker for him.
Oh, let's see.
P.J. Tucker's been flipped a bunch of times to not play basketball.
He's back now. I saw him get some minutes with the Knicks.
Okay.
But I think it was like end of day minutes with the Knicks or something like that.
Mm.
So, yeah. Knicks, by the way, speaking of NBA playoffs tonight, Pistons. Wow. They snapped a 15-game playoff losing streak.
Almost
they
lost
haven't
it.
Won. They haven't won a playoff game since, what, 2017?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
Yeesh.
Mm. You want to talk about a drought. And it's basketball. You can't get swept every time.
Evened up the series at one apiece, as did the Clippers, who beat the Nuggets last night, 105-102. Kawhi Leonard.
Boy, looking good. I watched the first half of that game. Dude, didn't miss.
Looking good.
Looking good.
39 points. Knee looks good.
He did look really good.
NHL playoffs, of course, the Panthers.
Guess how many games he played this year?
Kawhi?
Yeah.
42? Is that too much? 31.
Like 35 games. I'm trying to give him half.
Jimmy Butler's sitting here like, you see? Why does he get to do it?
Wait. Because when he comes back and plays, he plays like that. That's why. We ain't touching them all. And still can play defense.
Oh,
not
he's
as
great.
Good. But
he's a monster. He's a monster.
It's almost like he could touch you from where I am right now. His arms are so long.
He's a fun guy.
Yep.
Capitals beat the Canadiens last night in overtime 3-2. Ovechkin with the game winner, which is his first, by the way. First overtime playoff winner.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. The leading. So is that the definition of a looter in a riot? When you've never
heard. I mean, he's won the Stanley Cup. Okay. You know, no. The Jets beat the Blues 2-1. Stars beat the Avalanche in overtime 4-3. And the Kings beat the Oilers 6-5.
Jeez.
The Panthers, they are, of course, on the ice tonight. They will take on the Tampa Bay Lightning at 8:30. You can hear that game right here on 560 WQAM. Panthers preview gets going at 8 o'clock.
Wow.
I got confused. There's a whole crowd in front of you. I got sure.
What's going on?
What are these people doing here?
Including the rotisserie.
Oh, hey.
Oh, he's back!
He is back.
Leroy.
Hey.
Yeah, he was going to change.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, Lent is over.
Leroy.
Look like a turducken out there.
Oh, my God.
Not even, dude.
Killing it. The Marlins. They opened up their series with a 6-3 win over the Reds.
All right.
Yeah, tell you. Fish are fun this year.
Hey, can I just say
the
this?
Fish are fun this year.
Can you stop?
Why?
Yeah.
I can't never tell by your text if they're winning or losing.
I had based off of your text.
What do you mean?
They've lost every game this year.
You're a little aggressive when it comes
meatball
to the
ball. Here it comes, meatball.
Well, no. I was just pepping up Kyle Stowers because you were hosing him down the other day.
Why?
Because I was explaining that Kyle Stowers has a good eye, and you're like, he swung and missed on one pitch. You're like, some eye.
Well, isn't that how we do it?
Oppo Taco yesterday, dude. Wait, a three-run bombski.
In all seriousness.
I'll take that.
Right?
Yeah.
You can't tell me a guy's a contact hitter.
I didn't say he was a contact hitter.
So he had a good eye.
The world noticed.
Wow.
I'm glad that you had to come in with a whole gaggle of people watching you late.
A gaggle of people.
A fishbowl in here. I don't like it.
Late.
A fishbowl.
I'm glad people get to see you tardy on the train.
Is that better than a bird bath?
So anyway, I didn't say he was a contact hitter. I said he has a great eye. He has a great eye.
Okay.
Good eye, mate.
You should have seen this pitch that he hit yesterday.
Great eye?
Yeah. He has a great eye.
Yeah.
He's grown a lot. Last year, he was a whiffer. This year, guy takes
you
walks.
You can't bring my attention to the guy, and the first thing he does is whiff.
Mm. He was one pitch.
I'm just saying.
Oppo
you got me
talkers.
All excited about.
But speaking of whiffs.
Uh-oh.
This Max Meyer. Wow. 14 strikeouts yesterday in 6 shutout innings.
Wow.
Hasn't been done since the likes of Randy Johnson. What?
Sorry.
That's
what are you doing?
That's how it works. That is how it works.
I got to say.
Yeah.
We brought up our new catcher yesterday, Augustin Ramirez.
Oh, yes.
He looked good. A couple hits for him.
Yeah.
Got a ground rule double.
Yeah.
Got his first hit with an infield single.
Prospects.
Is that the worst way to
He's the guy we got for Jazz Chisholm.
Hey, is that the worst way to get your first hit?
Infield single?
Yeah.
A little anticlimactic. He got a real one, though.
That being said, you got to do some intangible crap to get on first base. Run hard.
He ran hard.
Slide into the base or something crazy.
I got to tell you, Peter Bendix may be onto something.
Oh.
He may be onto something.
Is it a retraction?
Perhaps I was too harsh. Maybe his nerd ways are starting to come together. Look, they're still under 500.
Was he here?
But they're a respectable watch.
Did he trade Jazz Chisholm or was Jazz traded before?
No, he traded him.
He traded him. Okay.
Sent his ass to the Yankees. But this is the guy he got for him.
Okay.
Augustin Ramirez.
Okay. And here's the thing.
And he's a hitting catcher.
About baseball, like how good a guy is or when he's gonna play in the big leagues has nothing to do with his talent. It's about the control. It's about who's playing in front of him. So when you make these trades for prospects, you really don't know except what you've heard. Oh, he's on the top. He's one of the top 10 prospects. Oh, he's this, he's that.
I'm also used to like all these prospects coming up and hitting like 100, yeah, 120. Yeah. Like, nobody comes on and makes a great first impression. And I feel like the guys who are coming up, like, these guys are actually doing things.
I mean, wasn't Yelich traded?
Dude, that was 15 years. How long was Yelich ago?
I mean, that's all I got.
Like how long was that?
That's all I got.
What are you doing?
That's all I got.
Yelich.
Wait, you.
Crow days.
Besmirch.
This is a new era. A new
Why
era
you
is
about. Besmirching Yelich. Let me tell you. Nothing.
You besmirch Yelich. You brought him up out of nowhere.
Put him up.
He was a Punch and Judy hitter when he first brought up.
Because he was young.
Eh,
I said that. Remember, this is how it all started.
Mm-hmm.
With your mouth. Way back then.
I spoke the truth.
And then you had to eat a street bird.
Mm.
Crow days.
By the way, I'm telling you, something about these fish. I don't know. There's something about them. Once the Sandy gets it together, all right, let's say hopefully.
He ain't getting no sleep right now.
But if he gets it together, and then we got Yuri Perez, now we got Yuri,
yeah.
Sandy, Max Meyer, and I got to tell you.
Mm-hmm. Well, you included Max Meyer in this because
Max Meyer's been amazing.
Okay.
Max Meyer's been amazing. He's been their best pitcher, bar none. One of the best pitchers in the league.
Yeah.
Oh.
And here's the dirty little secret, boys.
Uh-oh.
And girls, fish hit a little bit. They're putting up some runskies.
Honestly, they're doing way better than I thought they would.
They're putting up some runski. Even the other game, they were getting the doors blown off them. And they score, six of the ninth. They make it respectable 11-10. Not too bad. That's a watchable product.
That's the most important thing. Even though you don't know anybody, you're getting to know them. This is like meeting your new neighbors.
We'll take a break. 15 minutes of heat.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Our old friend Michael McCullough is going to stop by. Tell us about all the playoff happenings this weekend at the Heat's house. That's next. 15 minutes of heat here for you, brought to you by Hollywood Kia. At Hollywood Kia, the number one Kia dealer in all of Florida. Get the star treatment. We want to see you in a Hollywood Kia. Visit them online at HollywoodKia.com. Miami Heat, they'll be back on the practice court today, taking on, as they get ready for, Game 2 of the Cleveland Cavaliers tomorrow night. And it's Duncan Robinson's birthday today. Happy birthday to Duncan Robinson. Wish it was a game day. Typically, Duncan Robinson lights it up on his birthday. That's become a meme on Heat Twitter. Whenever he had one of these games on his birthday, Leroy, lit it up from downtown, and forever, whenever Duncan Robinson goes off, we say happy birthday, Duncan.
Ooh.
So today, I'd imagine he's going to have a good practice.
Good practice?
Yeah, I don't know.
Dude, I can tell you, in all of my years playing football,
yeah,
high school, college, NFL, I've never got done with practice and went, that was good practice by me today.
I don't believe you.
No.
I don't believe you. I think you've had good practices.
I mean, I'm not saying I haven't had them, but I'm saying I didn't, like, at the end of that practice go.
You didn't give yourself a pat in the back?
No, I balled out today.
Let us bring on Executive Vice President, Chief Marketing Officer of your Miami Heat, Michael McCullough, joining us there as the Miami Heat getting set for the playoffs. They'll be back in the Heat's house coming up on Saturday. Michael, thank you for the time. Really appreciate it.
Thank you. It's always great to be here. And Leroy, does it count like if you walk out of the office and you say, man, that's a great show today? Like, do you give yourself credit for that? No,
I think because you're in it, right? And you're working. And you're just having fun or doing whatever you... I never look back and go, whoo, balled out today. You know what I'm saying? It's a weird thing, right? Like, just imagine you walk into your car and somebody says hi to you. You go, I killed it today. Right? It's just, you know, it's a weird thing in sports. Like, even when... Like, a lot of times when you talk to players or whatever, even if they had a 50 spot on game day, they really never after the game and say, I killed it today. It's just not a, right? I don't know. I can't explain it.
I always say I kill it when I have a great show, which is basically every day. I'm very confident.
I mean, says you.
That's all I need. That's all I need, Mike. You ever do that after a meeting? You ever, like, you're like, we have a new thing we're rolling out? And be like, nailed that.
No.
You know what I mean? It sounds weird, right? It does. It sounds.
It's a little strange. Clearly, you give yourself credit, like when you accomplish something. But you're right. Like on a day to day basis, you're like you got your head down and you're doing your job.
Right. Exactly.
All right, Michael. So we are. It took to the very bitter end. It took till overtime. But the Miami Heat are back in the playoffs. What were your emotions watching on Friday night when they punched their ticket and Davion Mitchell was going crazy?
Well, you guys have been around this franchise long enough to know, like, everybody here is wired to win and to think that winning is like the only way. So, you know, you can look at all these different scenarios and everything, but when they were playing Friday night, like, I'm yelling and screaming at the TV because I want to win.
Right.
I want to make the playoffs. You know, we make the playoffs around here. That's what we do. And I would much rather be a team that is always competing and challenging and trying to make the playoffs than a team that's not.
So so Saturday night or Saturday afternoon, we got our first of two coming on up here. So for Heat fans interested in going, what do we got lined up here for these next two games?
Well, first things first, you got to get your tickets. Heat.com/postseason tickets if you don't have tickets, number one. Number two, at 1 o'clock start is early for Heat Nation. That's an early start. So, you know, set your alarm, get your breakfast.
Get off the beach. You know,
pastelitos, whatever it takes. get yourself to the building. Look, the one good thing is we should not have a lot of traffic Saturday morning trying to get to the building at 1 p.m. So I don't want to hear the excuses of traffic and all that sort of stuff. Get your butt in your seat. Come with your white hot gear on and let's get ready to ball.
Yeah, Marcos, white hot. Stop trying to get back to the old stuff like you were doing the other day where you're like, I missed the red zone.
Sometimes you got
to
play the hits, dude. You know, remember Back in Black? That was fun, Michael. Maybe.
And you're right. That's how it started, right? There was a progression. We started with Back in Black, figured out we had something. The next year we went to red. It worked. But when we went white hot in 2006, we all know what happened.
Yeah, correct, correct.
You don't go away from that. You always play the hits, and you don't go away from something like that. So until further notice, we will be white hot every time we get to the playoffs. And look, for us, you know, nobody does this better in any NBA market than Heat Nation. And you guys all know our fans catch a lot of you know what for a lot of different reasons, notwithstanding the fact that we are number one in ticket sales in the entire NBA. So it's all a myth. But – our fans walk in the door, they are dressed, ready for the assignment. Like, they understand the assignment. They know, I need to walk in white hot. It's not about, you know, waiting till they get to the game and putting on the giant, you know, 2X t-shirt that we put on the seat. It's about walking in prepared. Yeah. Like Jay Figg. Jay Figg's ready. She's already ready.
I wore this just for you today.
I appreciate that. But you look around the office today, everybody's wearing anything but white. Because they know, like, tomorrow, it's time to ball out, wear your white hot. For the people in the office, by the way, who forget to dress appropriately, we have these big, like, 6X white t-shirts that say,
oh, you make them wear it?
I forgot my white hot shirt, and they got to wear it all day.
It's a shame t-shirt?
It's the shame shirt.
It's a shame shirt, absolutely. Absolutely. We don't play around here.
It's my son's favorite time of year because he loves White Hot Bernie. Like, that's literally like his, like, Bernie goes into full White Hot mode. He keeps telling me every year, Michael, he's like, when do they start selling the White Hot Bernies? I'm like, I don't think that's a thing. This is literally only an idea that you've come up with where you want a stuffed White Hot Bernie to go along with your regular Bernie that you have.
Mike, this guy is hilarious because notice how he's tried to find another way to get his ideas across to you.
No, that's not true. I actually have another idea.
Every time we talk to you, he goes, Mike, hear me out.
I actually have something for that.
He says, Tommy had a great idea.
This has been a mission of his for years. He wants White Hot Bernies.
Is this really his idea? I swear to God, Mike.
Like, I can't take credit for such genius of White Hot Bernies in the souvenir shop. That's a gold mine. You got to admit.
No. It's not the first time you've mentioned it, so I will back you up there.
Don't use the kids.
He's coming in on Thursday for Take Your Kid to Work Day. You can grill him.
All right.
He's been down. He loves White Hot Bernie. There's just something about him. He's like, it just brings a little extra for the postseason. Are we doing a new intro? Like, we got anything, any bells and whistles coming out on Saturday?
I'm glad you asked. We actually have a really, really cool intro sequence that we've been working on. Actually, as soon as I get off this call, we're going into the bowl and we're testing it. So I'm super excited about this. It's going to be different. We're messing with the timing of things a little bit to keep everybody on their toes. But I think what we have planned is going to help us set the tone in the building. And that's the point of the intro, right? You want to set that tone in the building. You want to get people kind of hyped up, get the players hyped up. We think this is going to accomplish that.
I like it. This is going to be a heck of a time. Get your tickets now, everybody, at heat.com. Again, early start coming up Saturday, 1 o'clock. That means get your mimosas, your breakfast, and head on over to the Heat's house.
Or just go right to the game from space.
Right, exactly. Yeah, just do it all night.
Just do it. Like, the energy in the building to keep you up.
Well, that's not out of the question, Leroy, because you know how close we are to space.
Yes, I know.
I actually drive past space on the way to work, and I'm like, yeah, come on, y'all, let's go.
You'll be I'll be getting down there at like 10:30, and be like, yep, that person's stumbling out. They got their wear jersey on. They're ready to go.
Yeah,
they brought the accessory.
Speaking of space, if you want to get your game on with other Heat fans tomorrow night, we will be at Ball and Chain for our road rally for game two. So the road rally is at Ball and Chain on Cayocho for game two. So if you like to party up with Heat fans, please show up there. I, of course, will be at home on my spot on the couch. Yeah. This is not a group event for me. Road games are you got your ritual, and I stick to it.
I can't wait. Series hasn't even started yet, Michael. Doesn't start till you went on the road anyway. So
true,
we got
true,
we,
true,
you know.
True.
So it was a house money game this past game, coming off that stretch. Game two.
Your sports logic.
I'm telling you, that's exactly how I watched. Now my stress level will be much higher the second game because like now I know it's like, all right, now we can swing the game, take home court advantage. I know what's at stake, Leroy. This is not my first rodeo in playoff series.
Yeah, and for the last 8 years, your response to anything regarding the series is Heat in five.
That's right. And what's the problem?
Mike, you know you have friends like this, right?
Yes.
That you try to be reasonable.
I appreciate it. I appreciate I think somebody, I can't remember who it was. It might have been, it was somebody on the air said you have to have that irrational confidence. And Tobin's got that irrational confidence that sometimes you need in these playoff situations.
You do. It's like you have to talk yourself into Ty Jerome's never going to do that again. Even if he's a sixth man of the year candidate, you're like, he's never going to do that again. Like you just, and you're like, Kal-El Ware is going to beat Kareem next game. It's all, if you don't come with that mentality, Leroy, I mean, what's the point? You got, especially when you have 2 days off, there's a lot of things you got to talk yourself into. Exactly.
Or out of.
Exactly, Michael. Exactly. Michael McCullough, thank you for joining us. We appreciate it. Road rally at Ball and Chain tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night and heat.com/postseason tickets. 1 p.m. on Saturday. Y'all be there and wear your white hot.
There you go. Looking forward to it. Thank you, Michael.
Thanks, Mike.
Thanks, y'all. Be good. Have a great day.
All right. We'll take a break here on
the
program.
Why are you embarrassed to show in front of Mike all the time with your craziness?
I don't feel like I am embarrassed.
And then you're putting
I think
it on Tommy.
Dude, I swear to God, though, that is the truth.
First time he's
I can even tell you why. Because one time, actually, I will say, shout out to Lorenzo. Lorenzo got White Hot Bernie to have a sign for Tommy before the game.
I remember.
But he's been talking about the White Hot Bernie plush
that
forever.
That right there got him too.
It did.
Right.
It did. But it doesn't mean he stops asking about it. Because I was explaining the other day. I said, yeah, he plays. He goes, White Hot Bernie? I said, yep. He goes, did they start selling those yet?
One day.
I should have pitched Vice Grip.
What was I thinking? What?
Vice Grip.
What the hell is Vice Grip?
It's like White Hot, but better.
So it's just Vice?
Yeah.
Vice Hot?
Yeah. Oh, Vice Hot. Damn, that's a little bit better.
You know what's weird about basketball is that usually the white is the home jersey. In football, the dark is the home jersey.
Well, now they just do whatever rules they want.
I don't know, because the Dolphins, I feel like, wear the
same. No, you can pick. You can pick. Here's how it works. Now, when I tell you this, it's really true. Mm-hmm. If the Cleveland Browns come to Miami in them dark brown jerseys, Miami will wear white, and they'll make them wear their dark jerseys in the –
Yeah, in the sun.
In the sun. So you can pick and choose. We used to do it in Cleveland.
I feel like Dolphins always wear white, though. I don't know. I just always.
Because when these northern teams come down,
yeah,
you want to be in your white, and you want them in their dark.
Not anymore. You know what? Getting too relaxed on that bench there.
The Heat basically don't wear their regular white jerseys until the playoffs now.
Yeah.
Not really. They've been wearing Vice all season. Like, that was a big thing when they went back to Vice when they were supposed, I think they're called their association jerseys.
Yeah.
That's they went to those. They scrapped the one. Now, I don't know. Maybe they're doing that for the playoffs, too.
Ooh.
But.
Have we ever seen Vice in playoffs? I don't think so.
That's a good question.
Now, do they go Vice white or do they go regular white? Like, just the white with the black and red.
I think they're going to their normal jerseys.
Right.
Get Michael McCullough back on the line.
Gotcha. That should have been a good question, though.
That would have been a good question.
Instead of
fumbled.
But he's doing fun things now. He's testing out the bells and whistles. We can't get him back.
I think we could get him back. Hey. All right, we'll just be surprised.
Why?
He is right about the space people, though. Like they are going to be stumbling out of that.
Yes,
for sure.
Yes,
10:30 cheeks just walking down
many
the street.
Many weekends I've been dropped off at the golf course.
A lot of shoes in hand
from space.
Oh,
I'm telling you, when we went to Vegas during that that festival at the racetrack.
Yeah, the one that DJ Khaled got booed at.
Yeah. I'm telling you, first of all, when we checked in, there was more cheeks in line than like whoa, where are they going? It was
I wouldn't know.
Huh?
I wouldn't know.
You never been to Vegas?
No.
What are you looking at me for? What?
I mean, you got the connects.
There's no fights right now.
I know. The next fight is in June.
Maybe. I don't know.
Really?
They haven't announced it yet.
Yeah. We don't. The thing is that.
They've been doing it on like 2 weeks' notice now,
right.
Too.
We're here about a fight that's coming, but we don't really know when. And then they'll call like 2 weeks before.
Listen, hey, Martin, next fight, invite the whole crew out, dude. Bring us all out.
That's it.
I know you're listening, dude.
Please. Come
on, that's Martin. It.
Messi's the GOAT.
Come on.
That's my ass kissing.
That's it.
Yeah. Does he live down here?
No.
Oh, okay.
He's here sometimes, but
I feel like he doesn't live here. Anywhere.
He's a man on the Yeah, he's wherever he's got to translate.
What if we work something out? Get him two tickets to
What?
Inter Miami?
Inter Miami.
We don't have tickets anymore. They're not ours. We're not on. We don't have the pinks.
We can find a way. Okay.
What are you doing, Jose? Find
a way. What are
you
doing?
Come on. What are you? You know who you're talking to?
Let me tell you something.
This is Leroy Hoard.
And this is the honest truth. I can get taken care of and hooked up by everybody except the people in this building.
Mm-hmm.
So that might be an advantage.
Interesting.
I had somebody here for tickets, yes, exactly. So if it's not,
that was a tumbleweed.
I heard it.
If it's not, if it's possible to ask somebody else, we got a better chance. So next time he comes down, let me know. That's all I'm going to say.
I'm very distracted because my wife is on a field trip right now at a zoo.
Ooh.
And she goes, check this out. It's a zonkey.
Yeah.
She goes.
A zombie donkey.
No,
a zebra and a donkey. A zebra and a donkey, okay. Your ass.
Sorry.
Hey, what did he say? Hey, what did he say?
Honestly, I'd rather see that.
That commercial, hey, get off your ass. That Mountain Dew commercial.
She goes, it's a zonkey. Donkey impregnated a zebra. It looks like a donkey wearing zebra striped socks.
Is it a picture?
That's impressive.
Wait, is it the little one?
Yeah, the little
brown one.
Yeah,
look at the legs.
Man, stripes.
Right there.
The legs.
See?
Oh, wow.
Striped socks.
Just striped socks. Legs.
Horny donkey.
Horny donkey indeed.
How about that?
Wow.
Horny donkeys only here on Tobin and Leroy.
I mean, could you imagine? That's crazy. That's like if me and Mel had a kid and the legs were white.
Why would you...
I'm just saying. Wait, is that not what the
I couldn't see
point for Leroy? Right.
A zebra and a donkey have a kid, and the legs are striped. Just the legs.
Wow.
Wait, just the legs?
Just the legs.
Nice. Maybe they're wearing socks.
Jay Goddess says a donkey did have babies with a dragon on Trek. Very horny animal, apparently.
That's true.
Nate Sopp says, I really worry about Marco sometimes.
You're not the only one.
Take a break. Back with more of this.
Break.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
You know what starts tonight, Leroy?
What?
The Road to Repeat, dude. Brought to us by our friends over at Celsius. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out when it's game time. Make Celsius a party play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks, the official energy drink of
your Florida Panthers.
I've been drinking mine already this morning, so I don't have the cool cracked open a can sound
effect. What do you got? You an OG.
I really like this flavor. Watermelon lemonade.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Watermelon. Wow.
I got to tell you, that's not an intangible flavor.
Nope. I don't really know what are the intangible flavors.
That one.
Huh?
What are the intangible flavors? It's better than strawberry jam.
Hey.
Really?
Wait, you ready? Non-carbonated blueberry lemon.
Yeah.
The ones that are over there.
Yeah, I agree.
Or not purple.
They do have a carbonated one, though, too.
Not purple.
Grape.
See, purple is but that Concord grape crap,
what is
any
Concord
flavor.
What is Concord?
I don't know, but I mean, you know, when you think you're drinking purple and it's Concord grape flavored, it throws you off, right?
Duh, it's a kind of grape.
No, it is a grape.
Man, nah.
My son gets to pet a kangaroo right now. So jealous.
What?
What
field trip is this? This is awesome.
Did he just come back from an Easter vacation? Like,
hey,
straight
can
to
I
field
just
trip?
Say something? Oh, a little one. He ain't, I'm thinking he's trying to box one of them swole ones.
Yeah. Got it. By the way, I have an answer. Just regular white jerseys. No vice.
Ah. So the black and
yeah, the white with the red letters.
Yep.
That's what we got for the games. No more vice, I'd imagine. Unless they brought some maybe a mojo changer or something like that. I don't know.
A mojo changer.
You always got to leave room for a mojo changer.
A mojo changer.
Yeah, a mojo changer.
No, you can't because Why? They have to put that in the system, like well in advance.
Do
what
they?
They're wearing. Yes.
Why?
You don't just can't go a rando
jersey.
You
just can't wear the same jersey as the other team.
A lot of sport.
Hold on.
And wait, to wear white for home games, mm-hmm. you have to put it in.
Okay,
in
but
the
if
summer.
You but if you're wearing white, right?
What's Does it matter what version of
yeah,
white?
Yeah, exactly. That's my question.
That's a good one. That's a good one because you know so I've stupid. Only had one white uniform.
you guys didn't really stretch the limit a lot in Cleveland.
It's kind of hard when you're wearing a pumpkin on your head. Like, I remember one time, remember when everybody had those hideous throwback jerseys? Throwback uniforms?
Oh, yeah.
So I always thought, wow, if Cleveland did throwback, that means we're going to do like the orange pants with the white, you know, tops or the orange jerseys. I'm like, wow, I can't wait to do that. Change it up a little bit. We go, Bill, what's our throwback jerseys? He goes, you're wearing them.
What a curmudgeon. Well, listen, hey, Bill better get ready for college because college doesn't up with the jerseys.
Look, and no, now he's different. Now you're going to have matching everything because his boo thing is going to be responsible for those things.
Probably.
Listen, no. Stop.
What? He's different, he doesn't have Leroy. A boo.
He's got a squeeze.
You think he's calling her boo?
I definitely think he does call her boo or bae.
No, I think it's like schnuckle muffins or something like that. I think he's in that level for sure. He has her in a trench coat with a clipboard on. Like, you don't think they're saying some sort of cute little?
No, more like
I
cringe.
Mean, little he's muffin. Dating someone that if she were dating his son would seem old.
That's yeah, right. For sure.
Yep.
All right. Do you? Like, I don't have a problem. Do you? Do you? And listen.
Maybe he calls her a dime package. Come on, that's a point.
That's a point.
Come on.
You laugh. Point for Toby!
Could you imagine? Say, Bill, what are you doing after the game? Go have a nice dinner with my dime piece. And then on to Cincinnati.
So the Panthers are back on the ice tonight. 8:30 is your puck drop from Amalie Arena. Got two arenas that are very similar here. Amalie, yeah. Amerant Bank.
Yeah. Amway.
Yeah, it's very too much Tampa. But anyway, 8:30. Of course, a big-time rivalry. Last year, Cats in 5 against the Lightning.
Yeah.
The highlight of that series was, of course, the Bobbery, right? Like, that was the thing we all remember from Cats-Bolts last year was Sergei Bobrovsky with the greatest save we've ever seen.
Yep.
Some say
Cirelli, and he's going to take this into the Panther zone. Has a man trailing in. Let a shot go wide off the inboard. Put up from Stamkos back. And what a save! Bobrovsky! Bobrovsky with the trapper to deny Dumba, the defenseman who was open in front with a yawning cage. Sergei Bobrovsky displaying acrobatics to keep this game tied at 2. The fans here at Amerant Bank Arena can't believe what they just saw. That display of goaltending and gymnastics from Sergei Bobrovsky.
Absolutely diabolical. How did he come up with that?
Unbelievable. I still get the goosies. Like, I just got the goosies.
I mean,
like,
just...
I mean, it was so cool.
Just seeing it.
Oh, my
like,
God.
Like, how... Like, yeah.
That was good.
He's good. I mean,
how
he's
did he not win the Vesna.
I don't know. The thing that it wasn't even annoying that he didn't win it. It's the fact that they made him fly out to Las Vegas the next day.
Yeah.
Like, he just won the Stanley Cup. We need you there, Bob. Please.
Which would, like, if you say we need you there, that's almost saying you won it.
Right.
Right. Like, yeah. If not,
sure, I know. Like,
they could have very easily said, just stay and party. You just want
McDavid didn't even come out for the Conn Smythe. Was it that important Bob was there as a nominee?
First of all, no, he didn't win.
Well, he didn't win, but they gave it to him.
I saw that video afterwards, though. Ooh, he was sad afterwards.
Yeah. I'm trying to think.
Connor McDavid cares about hockey.
Was the saddest I ever was in sports. It wasn't even a championship game. I was too numb. I was just numb. I couldn't.
Was it 3-13 then? Like, was it like a point when you got to like 3-9? You were just done?
Nah, that's not even the worst part about that season. We won our first game.
Whoosh. Who'd you beat?
Pittsburgh. That's the only time I beat Pittsburgh. I think we maybe
what,
won.
What a false
I
sense think of we security
maybe,
that
we
was.
We maybe won one other time. Keep in mind, before I got there, they had gone to like 3 of the last 4 AFC championship games. So I'm thinking,
ooh-wee.
I'm thinking, got a winner.
That's cool.
Not so much. That's because we had the oldest team in the NFL, and it looked like it.
Mm. Caught up with you.
Guys smoking cigarettes.
Paul Maurice was asked about at practice the idea of the Panthers and Heat going on at the same time and South Florida being a vibe. This is what the Cats head coach had to say.
Are we pulling it out this year? Well, it just really, I mean, what does that entail? It's like an inflatable pool and like a keg. Is that what we're going with? Oh, yeah. All right. Let's start small, George. Inflatable pool and a six pack. All right. We'll charge a lot for them. And then we'll just see if we can kind of let it grow. But we don't want to put an in-ground pool in just yet. Just patience.
Fun, though, right, having both teams?
Sports in South Florida have been pretty exciting. My experience, anyway, there's lots of stuff going on. And that's great for the fans. It's the right time of year. Get to be about 95, and there's basketball and hockey. What else is there?
Oof. That's good.
Now,
2-1 filthy.
He should have went on to say, our seasons have lasted much longer these last three.
Well, the last two, yes, they have.
No, three.
Two. Well, they were even.
They went to the finals?
Mm-hmm.
The finals?
The Panthers have been to the last two Stanley Cups.
Right, and now?
1 year, they were both in the finals.
Oh, that was finals, final four.
That was crazy.
That was with... FAU,
mm-hmm.
That was with Miami. The women went to the Elite Eight.
Yep.
Right?
That was nuts.
That was crazy. Then we had the NBA Finals,
mm-hmm.
And Stanley Cup.
But he is definitely, right now the Panthers are upholding the honor. There's no doubt about that.
Yes.
There's no doubt about that.
Yes. I mean, do you think this will be their toughest trip, right? Like, even, like, I get they won the President's Cup and lost in the first round.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm saying this will be their tough. Because, listen, after a while, right, even if you don't win, everybody's chasing your style. Everybody's trying to match what you do. Everybody goes into a series saying, this is what beat us last year.
Sure.
We got to be more physical or whatever. We got to control the puck more. We got to do all these things as a result of us losing the last time. And when
Pressure's on them too. Like, it's like when you're the champs, you're taking on, like, you're in a different spot. Like, yeah. Tampa Bay is almost, even if they finished ahead of you, it's still like, yeah, but I don't feel like anybody believes in Tampa.
They beat Tampa the last 2 years. Like, they beat their nemesis. Like, they had to go through Carolina and Tampa 1 year.
No, they beat them last year. They didn't play them the year before that.
They didn't play them the year before that. So, like, yeah.
But they smoked them last year.
Right. So, just think about it. They're like, if you're a Tampa Bay Lightning coach or whatever, mm-hmm. you're putting that up there and 4-1. Wasn't even, like, you know.
Now top hats and monocles.
You know what you got to do. You know what you have to do. You know the type of intensity you have to play with.
Just feels like we've cracked the goalie code with them. Like, Vasilevsky used to haunt me.
He's really good.
No, he is really. He's a legend.
But here's the thing, though. Like, the thing I appreciate about the Panthers is, win or lose, they are relentless when they on the offensive end, right? Like, I've never seen, like, sometimes it's like a minute and a half where just consistently just pounding
the puck at the goalie. So at some point, even if they don't score a bunch of goals, it's going to happen because of how aggressive and how physical they are. Teams have now started to match that intensity, and there's periods during a game where that same pressure and heat is on Bob.
Vasilevskiy's only 30. How's he not 40?
He's been there for a minute, right?
Damn.
I mean, it seems like we've been talking about him the same period of time we've been talking about Bob.
Right? I'm never surprised that anybody's younger than Bob, but he's much younger than Bob. Oh, well. Guess what? Daddy arrives tonight, dude. Top Russian goalie. You could take your Shesterkins. You could take your
Vasilevskiys. You think anybody from down here is going up to that game?
I imagine so. That was more of a there was definitely more of a Cats takeover last year.
Was it four hours? Tampa's 4 hours?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Only been to Tampa once.
Really?
Yeah.
I was when the Super Bowl was there, I was invited to do some stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then when they told me I had to stay on the boat.
That was Jacksonville though, wasn't it?
Oh, that was Jacksonville.
Yeah.
No. Where they told me I was staying, I was like, no, thank you.
Anytime you can get out of going to Jacksonville, you've won.
That I'm like, holy smokes. They had boats. And they thought that was a good idea.
Take a break. Hour Tua is next.